This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. Now, I do apologise in advance, but this next 5 minutes or so is going to be absolute rubbish. In fact, I guarantee it's absolute rubbish. But hopefully it doesn't smell like rubbish. Some rubbish doesn't smell, but some of it really does smell. I'm talking about the garbage audit that is midway through here in Muswellbrook Shire, and I wanted to find out a little bit more about it and maybe some insight into what we are throwing away in the bins here in the Upper Hunter. So Mick Brady, who's a sustainability officer, is the man in the know about this, and I believe he is sort of almost literally getting his hands dirty as part of the audit. Mick, good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Very good, thanks for joining us. So this audit got underway a week ago and got another week to go. How often do we do this?
We haven't done one actually in Muswellbrook since 2014, but we want to do them more regularly. Most councils do them every 2 years or so. So we want to start doing them more regularly from now on.
Okay, so is it as simple as wanting and needing to find out what people are throwing away and how?
Basically, yeah, we just want to get what an average resident in Muswellbrook has in their bin. And then we can work out some strategies to try to reduce the amount of waste going to landfill. That's the main aim. And then some strategies around, you know, if people are having problems putting the wrong thing in the recycling bin, we can aim our education at what those issues are.
Great idea. So how's it actually working?
It's going quite well so far. Well, basically, we have a company that goes around before the collection trucks, and it's a marked truck as well. It's got the council logo on it, and they'll basically collect the rubbish from people's bins. They'll leave the bins behind. There's nothing to identify any resident with any rubbish, and then they bring it back to our base facility, and they sort through maybe about 200-250 bins in the whole of Muswellbrook, just randomly. And then they sort through the types of waste. So they'll put in, say, you know, the red bin, how much food waste is in your red bin, how much recyclables is in your red bin, how much, you know, waste that should be in your red bin is in your red bin. So food waste is a really important indicator for us. We really want to know how much food goes into people's red bins, and then we can think of ways to reduce that waste going to landfill.
So just on that confidentiality thing, that's assured?
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of different rules and laws that the contractors and council have to follow to make sure we can't trace anything back to, if we find anything in your bin, we can't trace anything back to the residents. It's not identifiable. We're just after the data of knowing what's in the average resident's bin.
Yep. So are you aware of what was found last time we did this audit back in 2014 or 15?
They're generally it's pretty consistent across the state. Different areas find slightly different things. Some areas, sometimes we find, say, high levels of contamination in the green bin. I think we found that last time. You know, people putting plastic bags that they shouldn't put in the green bin. And then, you know, some stuff that should go in your red bin, putting it in the yellow bin, that's sometimes a problem too. People put plastic bags in the recycling bin. That's a big one, because some people wrap their recyclables in plastic, which isn't good. So we found that last time, and then we've done some education. So hopefully we'll find that has reduced. But if it hasn't, we'll just tailor our strategies to try and target, you know, don't put plastic bags in the yellow bin. We'll make sure we get that message across.
Okay, so I suppose the results will then detail, as you said, or inform the strategies. If there's a real issue picked up, is that when you'll, I suppose, like, come to us and so forth and say, righto, we found this is a real issue, people, you need to start doing this or that or whatever. I mean, it's one thing to have a strategy, but how you get the general public to listen to you and change their behaviour is certainly a challenge, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and that sort of is one of my jobs in council and sustainability, to try to, you know, most people try to do the right thing, but there are, you know, with waste, it can be difficult to know what thing to put in what bin. So you know, we can maybe target an age, certain age group by, you know, going to schools or, you know, different radio programs or, you know, we do the targeting that way, depending on what the contamination or the issue is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. I think it's a pretty good idea, and we'll be interested to get the results. How long before, I suppose, you compile a report or whatever and present to council on what you find?
So hopefully in about 2 months we'll have the report. And the main thing out of that, is, as I say, just the contamination rate of out of all the bins, and then how much in the red bin, how much food waste is in the red bin. And then we want to report that to council with ideas and strategies on how we can reduce that food waste going to landfill.
Now, the final question I've got to ask you, Mick, is what's the weirdest thing you've found in the rubbish?
Well, maybe not weird, but people, I know people put a lot of, sometimes they put the wrong thing in the wrong bin. So what we get a lot of at the moment is dog poo in the green littered bin.
Oh.
So that's a really good example of, I mean, it seems some people might think that's fairly, you should put the dog poo because it is compostable, but our facility at Musselbrook can't accept dog poo, especially people put it in bags. Some people put, so they'll wrap their dog poo in the compostable dog poo bag, which is good, but then they'll put it into a normal plastic bag and then put it in the green bin.
Which defeats the purpose.
That contaminates the a lot of the waste then, so... you can just bury your dog poo often, or you can get compostable dog poo bins. Yep. Or if you can't do that, you can put it in the red bin.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, Mick, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate your time. And if you don't mind, we'll try and catch you in a couple of months when you've got that report, and we'll have a bit more of a scientific look at what we're throwing out in our bins here in Musselbrook Shire. Mick Brady, Sustainability Officer, thank you.
Great. Thank you.
This is Hunter Valley Today.